At the latest cybersecurity hearing, lawmakers were more interested in what was not in the administration's cybersecurity proposal than what was. Among lawmakers' biggest concern is the lack of a Senate-confirmed senior official and the White House in charge of civilian agency cybersecurity policy. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so why is that idea of a senior official in charge of the White House coming back again? Seems like we've been watching this one for several years now.
Yeah, I would say it's kind of one of those ideas that was dormant for a while. You didn't hear much about it. It would pop up, you know, a little bit here and there. But at the hearing just last week, Congressman Jim Langevin and House Oversight and Government Reform Committee ranking member Elijah Cummings wanted to know why this official, why the Senate-confirmed White House official in charge of all civilian cybersecurity was not included in the administration's proposal. Cummings says he'd like to see the person set civilian agency-wide policy for cybersecurity and really make sure that the Federal Information Security Management Act, or FISMA, is in place.
It's important that the official responsible for implementing FISMA have the authority to task all civilian departments and agencies with implementation of the federal security standards.
Now, Langevin says he's worried that current and future setups where the Homeland Security has operational and policy responsibility and OMB retains the budget oversight will not quite be good enough. Now, I caught up with Langevin after the hearing to ask him more about the need to strengthen the White House's oversight role.
We need to have the right authorities, the right policies in place, and I don't think we're quite there yet. So I'm going to continue to press what the CSIS Commission had called for and what others believe should happen, is that we need a strong director's position in the Executive Office of the President that is charged with protecting our federal cyber networks. Howard Schmidt is doing a very good job as a cyber coordinator, but he doesn't have the right authorities yet. I want to see that position strengthened, and I want to see it be a Senate-confirmed position, again, with strong authorities.
Now, Langevin was co-chairman of the CSIS Commission for Cyberspace Policy for the 44th Presidency. This is a group, Tom, I'm sure you remember and our listeners remember, that was put together with some of the best, both people in government and outside of government, to come up with recommendations for the Obama administration. Now, Langevin also introduced a bill in March calling for that White House senior official, and one of the major bills in the Senate, the one introduced by Senators Joseph Lieberman, Susan Collins, and Tom Carper, that also calls for a Senate-confirmed cyberspace policy director. So things are starting to build back up.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. What were some other areas lawmakers asked about that might need to be added to the White House's cybersecurity legislative proposal?
I think there were several, including more liability protection for companies that share cybersecurity information with the government, as well as the standard developmental process for the critical infrastructure operators, meaning how's NIST and other federal agencies going to work with the private sector to develop those standards. But I think one of the most significant issues that came up was that was not in the White House proposal was the idea of supply chain security. This is something, again, you guys have talked about in your show several times. The concern among agencies and is that when vendors develop their software around the world in countries such as India, Taiwan, Korea, and you can name maybe 30 or 40 other countries, someone could secretly put malicious code or what they call a backdoor in the software, and then the software could be used by the Defense Department or Homeland Security or any other agency that could lead to a huge cyber problem. Listen to this exchange between Congressman Jason Chaffetz and Greg Schaefer, the Acting Deputy Undersecretary for National Protection and Programs Directorate at DHS.
Are you aware of any components, software, hardware coming to the United States of America that have security risks already embedded into those components?
I am aware that there have been instances where that has happened.
Okay. So what are you doing? What is Homeland Security doing about what can we do about this?
This is one of the most complicated and difficult challenges that we have. The range of issues goes to the fact that there are foreign components in many U.S. manufactured devices.
Yes.
There are U.S.
That's
components.
The obvious. Keep
there
going.
U.S.
Go
components.
Faster. I've only got 5 minutes here. Yes. There are many foreign components in our materials.
There is a task force that DHS and DOD co-chair to look at these issues with goals to identify short-term mitigation strategies and to also make sure that we have capability for maintaining U.S. manufacturing capability over the long term.
Now, I caught up with Chaffetz after the hearing to see what he'll do about this risk of the technology supply chains.
That's a real problem. That one's not easily solved. So if I could just write it out in a few paragraphs and introduce it in a piece of legislation, great, but it's not going to be that simple. And that's why I asked the question, because I think it's one of the more difficult things to solve and protect ourselves from.
Now, Chaffetz says malicious code has been implanted in software and will continue to happen until companies and the government find a way to solve the problem. I also talked to Langevin about this issue of supply chain management, and he says he'd like to actually see stronger involvement and oversight by the administration to secure the supply chain.
All right, Jason, so very quickly, what's the likelihood that either or both of these issues being added to the White House proposal, that is to say, would the White House go along?
It seems like both would have a pretty good chance. I think the White House senior official is more likely of the two. Now, will the White House go along with that one? That's hard to say. But obviously, Langevin said he would propose and or support an amendment to the White House proposal to add that Senate-confirmed official. Chaffetz and others called the White House proposal a pretty good first step. Now, again, the Senate, a lot of people are still waiting on the Senate. They keep promising a comprehensive cybersecurity bill soon, the ubiquitous soon, you know. But there's already 50 or more proposals on the Hill that address cybersecurity in some way. So they really have to cull it down and bring and focus on some areas. And I think that this White House official and supply chain management are two of those areas that they're really going to have to look at more seriously. Now, I think Chaffetz makes a very interesting point. He says there's no easy answer, and that's why he really wanted to know what DHS and DOD are doing and what else could be done. Now, Langevin also tells me he's seen more discussion about this idea of supply chain security during his time with the House Armed Services and Intelligence Committees.
All right. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks for that update.
Thank you.
And you can hear more and read more at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.